New York State is trying to make it easier and faster for unemployed people to find jobs. The state's Department of Labor has a new tool. It's calling it a major leap forward. It's a computer program designed to match job seekers with the employers most likely to hire them. From member station WNYC in New York, Ilya Maritz explains.
Lisa Berger is one of the very first New Yorkers to test what this computer program can do. She has a couple decades' experience as a publishing executive and more recently as a nonprofit fundraiser. Berger is self-assured, but she says being jobless for nearly a year has rattled her, and she's willing to try something new.
If there's something out there that can help, I think the environment is really bad. I have never in my entire life had a trouble getting a job like this, ever.
And so Berger has come to a job center in Manhattan. After meeting with employment counselor Emily Aponte, she sends off her resume. 5 minutes later, Aponte announces a reply has come in by email.
What do we got? We have 15 job matches that were generated from your resume. So this is an event planning, associate director of event planning.
The listings Berger is looking at were selected from the state job bank by a computer running a complex mathematical formula, or algorithm. These kinds of equations are also the key element behind Google's internet search results and the movie recommendations Netflix makes. Matt Sigelman says the beauty of algorithms is that they see patterns. Sigelman is the CEO of Burning Glass, a Boston company that developed the job search algorithm Lisa Berger is now testing.
It's actually studying how real people, by the tens of millions, get the jobs that they move into. The technology is designed to learn from past patterns of placements.
For the user, it's different from a keyword job search on Monster.com or Career Builder because the algorithm actually registers whole sentences from resumes. Sigelman says this program mimics the human activity of reading and digesting information. Coca-Cola, Accenture, and Google are some of Burning Glass's clients. Now New York State is as well. But there's a difference. The program is now being used on behalf of job seekers, people like Lisa Berger.
Let's scan down.
Okay. So vice president, group manager.
That's almost exactly what I did in the past.
Berger isn't overly impressed with the jobs the algorithm recommends. Only one really interests her. Director of strategic planning at a sports PR company. The description says this position is non-traditional.
Yeah, I liked that because they might then consider a non-traditional candidate.
And it might be a little bit more interesting.
And it also reports to the CEO managing partner. It does what I like doing best in the corporate world, which is sort of coming up with a strategic plan.
Berger says she'll probably apply, and she did learn something. If she wants to work at a nonprofit, she needs to beef up that part of her resume.
It's highlighting much more of what I used to do versus what I want to do.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest thing that I think I've learned.
Right now, Minnesota is the only other state to use this kind of fancy math to try to connect workers with jobs. There's no hard data, but a spokesperson for the state says the program has been working well. New York is trying job seeker algorithms as a one-year pilot program. If enough people say they got something out of it, the state labor department says it will make this program permanent. For NPR News, I'm Ilya Maritz in New York.